This is a multi-stage practice where you focus awareness on different anchors as it progresses. The first two stages are focusing on the breath and the breath and the body. A bell will then ring and you may stop at this point or continue to the next track and the next three stages. These stages focus on the awareness of sounds, then thoughts, and then what we call choiceless awareness, where you focus on whatever arises in your field of awareness. So finding a quiet, comfortable place to sit where you won't be interrupted. Sitting so that you feel supported. And to do this, try keeping your spine erect and gently supported, with your shoulder blades slightly dropped, and maybe lengthening the back of the neck by tucking your chin gently towards your chest. Your head and neck aligned with your back, legs uncrossed, relaxing the jaw if you choose to, and letting your eyelids gently close, or partially closed, whichever makes you feel more comfortable. Now bringing your attention inside your body. Taking attention to your posture. Feeling the contact points with the chair or the floor. Sensations of pressure, warmth, the weight moving down. Getting a sense of feeling stable and grounded. Moving your attention now up your spine, having a sense of dignity and uplift, growing upwards without striving, a sense of taking your seat. Sitting here like a mountain, grounded at the base and rising up. And then becoming aware that you're breathing. Feel the breath coming in, going out. Noticing wherever you can sense the breathing in your body and coming up close to it. Some people feel it at the nostrils, maybe as a cool breeze on the upper lip. Others feel it in the chest, getting a sense of it rising and falling with each breath. Others may feel it most clearly in the abdomen as the belly swells and subsides with every in-breath and out-breath. Gently exploring your body and discovering where your breathing is easiest to notice. And following the breath in and out in that particular place that you've chosen. Letting your body breathe you. It does it automatically anyway. So noticing any tendency of the mind to want to control or manipulate the breath, and as best you can, letting each breath come and go of its own accord. Witnessing, exploring, investigating the breath. Simply being with the sensations as they happen. And when you notice your mind is no longer on the breath, gently observing where it's gone to and bringing your attention back to the next in-breath, the next out-breath. Observing how the sensations flux and change. How is each breath different to the one before? Being curious about it. Is it regular or irregular? Deep or shallow? Is the breath long or short? Just allowing it to be as best you can, however it is. The breath can be a stable platform to return to time and time again when your attention wanders. Simply acknowledging what drew you away and returning once again to your experience in this moment, back to the sensations of the breath. And over again, if you find your mind is no longer on the breath, very gently and kindly, bringing it back, escorting your attention back to the next in-breath, the next out-breath. Allowing your attention to land very lightly on the breath, almost like a butterfly landing on the petals of a flower. And now widening your attention around the breath to include the whole body. First, maybe moving into the chest and the abdomen, feeling them rising and falling with your breath. A sense of the whole torso moving, breathing. Moving the awareness maybe out to the skin until you feel the whole body breathing. Feeling the whole body, the feet contacting the ground, contacting the chair you're sitting on with your body, the air contacting your skin, having a sense of the space that you take up and the space around you and the boundary between those spaces, your skin. Holding as best you can all these sensations in your awareness, allowing them to be just as they are in this moment. Sometimes sensing the body as a whole, and other times maybe focusing on a particular area of the body. And when you notice the mind wandering, reconnecting with the body, breathing. And allowing the body and breath to be as they are, as best you can, being with whatever sensations come up without judging or reacting to them. And if you notice that you're judging or reacting, including that in your awareness as well. allowing it to be, and focusing back on the body and the breath and the sensations that are here in this moment. And as you sit in this way, you may become aware of strong sensations of tension or discomfort, or maybe an itch or restlessness, and your mind gets pulled to them, or your mind gets involved in thinking about them. And so you have a choice in how you respond to them. If you choose to move, then moving with awareness, so that the movement is part of the practice. Noticing the thinking about the moving, the sensations of physically moving, and the sensations and emotions as you settle again into the practice, focusing on the body, sitting here, breathing. Or you can choose to intentionally bring your awareness and curiosity to these sensations of discomfort. Move your attention up close, exploring the detail of any patterns of sensation, their location, observing any changes as you breathe. Not thinking about the discomfort or tension, just feeling whatever is here to be felt. And as best you can, allowing it to be as it is in this moment. And maybe using your breath to explore the sensations if you choose to. Breathing into the sensations, taking your attention right in close on the in-breath. Not pushing beyond the edge of comfort or retreating back into comfort, but gently staying on that soft edge between the two. Exploring, allowing. And if the discomfort is no longer so compelling, then returning to the body and breath. Or if the discomfort stays, then choosing when you want to leave it and take your awareness back to a wider sense of your body as a whole. Taking yourself back to the body and the breath within the body. And as best you can, holding all those sensations along with any sensations of tension or discomfort. Holding all your experience together in a wide, spacious awareness. And either now bringing this practice to a close or moving on to the next sitting practice that follows.